The Traveler's Journal,
October 17th.
Making the most of a long weekend. Once upon a time, not that long ago, journeys and extended vacations often lasted for a month. In these days, of too much work and too few workers, it's hard for many people to even set aside the time for a trip measured in weeks. Yet most of us can occasionally still steal away for a long weekend. Whether it's a trip planned months in advance or a spontaneous getaway, these mini-vacations can be the break everyone needs and a perfect antidote to workplace burnout. These days, it's possible to flee to a romantic beach, take in the museums and nightlife of a great city, or have an outdoor adventure, and be back home before anyone really misses you. By setting aside their dates early, travelers can net some nice bargains, especially on airfares. But those who know where to look can also find last-minute bargains. Lay the groundwork by signing up for free email discounts the airlines now issue every Wednesday for travel that weekend. You can do that on the airline's website or any of several services that will consolidate the offerings for you. Most also provide discounts on selected hotels. Other sites offer last-minute trip planning, as well as discounts on cruises and package tours. There are some caveats. Since an unexpected delay can be the brick that breaks a 48-hour window of opportunity, keep your travel simple and short. Drive if you can. If catching a plane, avoid itineraries that involve connections, departures during peak traffic hours, or taking the last flight out that night. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.